Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call. Our chairperson today is Mr. Johnny Yun. Johnny, please begin your call, and I'll be standing by for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yun, and the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited Trading Update Conference Call for the second quarter of 2023. Apart from me, with us today is our CFO, Daniel Kotiraf. Our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cherniakenko, is currently traveling, and he would like to apologize for not being able to attend this meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk.
各位投资者，大家好，我是IRC的董事长Daniel Kotiraf。欢迎各位参加今天的提供info香港交易所股票评论20192023年第一季度盈利报告电话会议。今天公司出席的代表还有我们的首席财务官Daniel Kotiraf先生。我们的CEO Dennis Cherniakenko，由于要有出勤差，他也陪我们两个出席。出席的嘉宾暂时会预计为聆听模式。在国内强劲的报告完毕后，我们会由答问的时间。欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外，提醒大家，本会议正在进行中，如果有需要跟进的报告完毕后，我们会由答问的时间。欢迎大家效忠。
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to present you the results of IRC over the last quarter. Please look at the slide 5 of the PowerPoint, which we uploaded. I'll be able to give you a quick highlight of the results of the last quarter. As you can see here, there was a decrease in production of KNF mine over quarter-to-quarter, in the amount of 2. Then the result of this was due to the small issue, technical issue with the pulp station of KNF mine. We like to report that this issue was already resolved, and the plant is operating normally at the moment. We do not expect any repetition of such an issue in the future, but we are taking the measures against it. The reason of the issue was an interruption of the electricity supply on the main grid, which is out of the control of the management, and we are taking the precautionary measures in order to avoid this, to avoid these issues in the future. We'd like to report that, despite this small decrease of the production quarter-on-quarter, we have increase of the production against the first half of the previous year, due to the good results of the Q1, which we reported earlier. In terms of sales, there was decrease as well. It was attributable, obviously, to the decrease in the production. Although again, if you look on H1 of this year against the first half of the previous year, there was
we had a significant increase in the amount of sales as well. We would like to report that we are in progress of development of the Sitara with the name of beginning the mining operation with the mine operation at the beginning of the next year and the production and the processing of the ore in the mid of next year. There is we experienced a small delay in the commission of Sitara, and I'll give more information about this in later stage. In terms of the finance and the corporate update, we would like to highlight that we have a significant increase in the cash balance. Primarily due to the obtaining of the cash flows of the vessel, which we purchased in Q1 of this year and which we reported already. We are currently in the process of completion of the sales of the vessel with significant amount of the cash we received already in the last quarter, and we are aiming to complete the trade of the vessel and get the remaining amount of cash by the end of this month. So in line with the increase of the cash, we have a decrease in the debt and the net debt of the company, which is the good news, of course. In terms of the macro update, as you know, there was a significant decrease of the iron prices quarter on quarter. So this is happening, as you know, on the back of the slower than expected recovery of the Chinese economy. Although we would like to know that there was also significant depreciation of the ruble, which has a positive impact on the cash cost of the KNF mine, because the majority of the cost, as you know, are denominated in ruble. So we can move and look in the slide 7. Here I can give a short information about the result of operations. As I mentioned already, there was a decrease in production. It was a decrease in production and decrease of all operations, including mining operations, production, processing in relation with the KNF mine, as a result of some technical issues. We were required to do a stoppage of operation over the course of a week in order to do all the repairs required. And as I mentioned already, we are not expecting that this issue will be repeated. As I mentioned already, it resulted in decrease of operation, decrease of production, and decrease of sales. But if you look at the results against the last year, there was a significant increase of all the parameters, including the increase in the volume of the mining operations. And we'd like to note, it's good news, that the work and the performance of the mining operator has improved.
If you look at the next slide, there's information about the liquidity and financial resources of the company. As I mentioned already, we have seen the significant increase. We have seen significant increase in the cash balance in the company. It's not only the results of the proceeds of the vessel which we traded, but also the we have seen a positive increase. We have seen increase in cash flow because of the positive contribution of the operations of CMS mine, and also the we have seen the improvement in the improvement and the payment discipline of our customers. So it all contributed into the increase of the cash flow, increase of the net debt of the company. Let me give you a few words. Let me give you a few explanations about the opportunities and challenges we are facing at the moment. As we mentioned in the previous updates, obviously we are operating in the environment which is changing. So we have seen significant changes in the price of iron ore. So currently it's weakening again. We believe it's still we're still operating on a level which are quite comfortable. Although we are minded of the pressure on the iron ore prices and also negative outlook on iron ore prices, and the management is taking steps to address this. We have, as I mentioned already, we have a positive like development in terms of the movements in the ruble exchange rate, as we are primarily operating in Russian operating in ruble environment with our costs being denominated in rubles. We have an immediate positive effect in case of depreciation of the ruble. At this moment of time, there is the ruble depreciated to a level of about 100 rubles a dollar, which is a significantly lower against the closure of the ruble at the end of the quarter, which have an immediate positive effect, but we have to bear in mind that a significant depreciation of ruble, it puts inflationary pressure on the cost in Russia as well. And while we see a positive impact, there is a negative impact as well, and we have to take this into account. We would like to mention, and we mentioned this in the previous update, that the tax environment in Russia is changing as well. And as we have been warning, we are currently expecting there will be a tax, there will be an additional tax which we didn't plan like a year ago. It will be one-off payment of the profit on of the tax on profits in the amount of about $5 million. We calculate this amount on the basis of the current version of the law, which was just approved recently. Although we have an option to pay this in advance and have a significant discount on this, which we are planning to use, of course. Minded of the issues and risk and challenges we are facing, I would like to again remind you about the opportunities which we've got. And one of them is the development of Sutara. As you know, and we mentioned this in previous updates, we believe that with the commission of Sutara, is not only it's not only going to be the extension of the life of the mine, but it will also give us the opportunity to mine the better quality ore and with this improve the yields and recoveries of iron ore, and it shall have the positive effect on the cost of the company. As I mentioned at the beginning, we're experiencing a small delay in the commission of Sitara. If the original plan was that Sitara will be commissioned by the end of this year, with the production of iron ore to begin early next year. So right now, we believe there will be a minor delay, a few months, with the beginning of mine operation early at beginning of next year, and the processing of the ore will be commencing mid of next year. It shall not affect the production plan of KNS. We are, at this point in time, we are not expecting any decrease in the production. The operation will go on Kimkan mine, and we were just required to make a certain changes in the mining plan of KNS. I would like to give a few words about the operations of the bridge. So the bridge is up and running at the moment. It's still working in a kind of a trial mode. So the design capacity of the bridge and the connecting and also connecting railways are 10 million tons a year. So in the first half of this year, the total amount of turnover is about 1 million. Yeah, it means basically, so it's not working at full capacity now, and it means that its operations are not optimal. Although we actively using the bridge, and a significant volume of the iron ore which we shipped into China, we supplied using the bridge already. As I mentioned, at this moment of time, the mode of operating the bridge is not optimal, and it means that at this moment of time we are not getting a significant saving on the cost using the bridge, but in any case, it provides us an alternative route of transporting iron ore, and it means we have more certainty in shipping our iron ore into China, because if you remember previously, we were reporting quite regularly on the bottlenecks in Grudekova, which resulted in some decline in the volumes of shipping. So right now, with the two border crossing operating, we are not experiencing this issue anymore. So I think this basically it's all information which we wanted to give you at this moment of time, and we are happy to move into Q&A. Johnny?
Yes, operator, please, can we move to Q&A, please?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 for questions. Excuse me, Johnny, there seems to be no further question at this point in time.
All right. So if there's no question, we're now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time, but if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can be referred to our corporate website, www.irlcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a good day. 因为现在没有其他提问，所以会议就宣布到此为止。我们很多谢今天各位出席的嘉宾，希望各位有愉快的。如果有任何会议后有任何问题，其实随时欢迎联络我们。联络方法可以参与 irlc官网 www.irlcgroup.com.hk. That concludes the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.